Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It. I am your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. I'm here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. Nailed it. You can find us on the Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast or Instagram/reviewandroast. Everything /reviewandroast. You'll find us or Google it. You'll see us there too. Today we are going to discuss the return of Supergirl, the television show that has been moved to the CW. The first two episodes have aired and we are going to break it down. Oh, isn't that some Overwatch Lucio? Break it down.
No.
What does he say?
No, it is, but you're stupid.
Man.
So much good.
All right, so it's been some months, and the show has been moved to the CW. And one of my main fears of the show moving to CW was they film all the shows in Canada, which would mean that we discussed this before season one when they just did this whole switch. Calista Flockhart does not want to leave California because so she could be close to the family, close to the kids, blah blah blah. So going to, I believe it's Vancouver, maybe?
Right, to film full-time.
To film for the show, it was like, yeah, if you guys do this, I'm probably not on board. Well, two episodes have gone by. She's on the show still. She's still killing it, although they kind of wrote her off.
Right, they're kind of putting her on her own path, which I was unhappy about.
Yeah, I was pretty disappointed, but it makes me feel like she'll make an appearance every now and then, which I guess is the best I can hope for. It's better than not having her at all.
The first episode came on and she was back in full force, and I was pretty excited about that. But then, the second episode, we just watched it at the same time. And, it was news to me. I didn't know she was officially taking a leave of absence.
Yeah, it saddens me. But it's actually,
she was like the surprise awesomeness.
One of my top three characters on the show.
She was the reason
for the season.
Yes, the season, and she was also the reason. She was one of the only things I didn't like initially before watching the first episode ever. Like I thought, oh, Calista Flockhart, meh. But then, I mean, a couple episodes into season one, and she's like the runaway star in my opinion.
I agree.
And still killing it, like you said.
Yes. Also, the little weird thing because they did make mention in this season, like, oh, well, just 48 hours ago, you did this, referring to season one. So it's like, okay, it's only been a couple of days as far as your storyline's concerned, yet Wynn looks like he's been hitting the gym for the past year. You know, like, from 48 hours, that dude sure changed his look.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good-looking guy. What are you going to do? Come some slack.
No. You know what? I do miss about Wynn? Is when I had him paired up with What's-His-Face on Flash.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He has some moments with the new Superman, which we'll get into momentarily.
Well, since the cat is out of the bag, we might as well get into it now. This season, they have introduced Superman in more than just text. He's actually in both episodes. Maybe a little more than I would like, only because, you know, he's already a star in his own right. Like, they didn't need his appearance to boost the ratings. The show was already super popular.
No, but I think that now that the CW has it, they can make some storylines, and they've taken the liberty of going ahead and casting an actual actor and making that more than just the shadowy figure that we've come to know and love from Supergirl season one.
So I'm just saying, I hope that it's more of an introduction to just someone who's going to pop in once in a while, not someone who's going to be on all the time.
Yeah, again, I think that's, as of the first episode, they sort of alluded that he might be on for a while, but then again, same with the second episode as we had with Kat, he sort of, all right, I'm going back to Metropolis doing my thing. So it's not like we're having a season of 3 weeks of Superman hanging out, so that's cool.
This is true.
But, my opinion, he does kill it. The buzz is real.
When he first popped on the screen, I was like, no, I'm not digging this guy. He grows on you pretty quick, and he's actually pretty awesome as the Superman.
Right, and he's Tyler Hoechlin, and I'm trying to see what else he's been in besides Teen Wolf, and he was in Road to Perdition, it looks like, but that's really all they have that's recent. I'm trying to double check here. And I don't see it. I don't see Undrafted, The Sticks. Nobody knows what that is. He was in Charlie Brown, Blockhead's Revenge. He was in Hall Pass for a minute. Oh, he was the baseball player in Hall Pass that I remember that.
Maybe that's where I recognize him from, because I never watched Teen Wolf, but I've only watched Hall Pass once because I think that movie's terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Teen Wolf, not a bad show. He was the college baseball player that hooks up with Kelly from Married with Children, Christina Applegate. Anyways, not the point.
Yeah, no idea.
Point is, he's been in some stuff. He's a face some people will know and some people won't. But what he does do is he puts the modern take on the 80s Superman, in my opinion, which is what people that don't like Henry Cavill's Man of Steel complain about. So if you were looking for something closer to, I don't want to say the Christopher Reeves Superman, because it's not at all, but he is maybe a smidge more campy is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
But not really. I mean, he was still good.
Up. See, you were supposed to come in with that.
I was gonna, but it's just I threw up my mouth.
It's in the show.
It is, folks. In the show. It's pretty show. Good. It's good.
All right, so let's talk about episode one. Go.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't remember it.
Come on.
Well, they were so we watched
legit
them back.
Watched it an hour ago.
I watched them back to back, so like I remember the dudes.
My main problem with episode one was the effects on the Venture launch, that Venture spaceship.
Right. Oh, right.
Flying out, blowing up, coming back.
Yeah.
Those effects were horrible, in my opinion. Again, slightly different production crew, obviously, than the original CBS lineup. But, like I was telling you earlier, Martian Manhunter still looks dope. So, if they want to keep putting their money into making sure he looks dope, and the other stuff's give me 50-50 on it, I'm cool with that. But we also had Lena Luthor, Lex's adopted sister.
Correct.
Remember?
Yes.
She was part of the deal. She has moved to Central City, which maybe she might now be a part of some things, because what we didn't see, and I don't know if you noticed this, was Maxwell Lord, who was no longer in prison, if I'm not mistaken, at the end of season one. He didn't die or nothing, right?
Yeah, he just dropped off.
He's just not there right now. So,
well, he was kind of a big part of season. I forgot all about him until you just mentioned him.
Right, because they don't even allude to him even being in existence. Maybe Flash fucked that all up. Anyways.
It's only been 48 hours.
Well, you gotta start watching. You gotta catch up on Flash, man. It's just popping. Flashpoint Paradox.
Yeah, I got Flash. I got Arrow.
Flashpoint Paradox. Anyways, the point is, I think. Correct me if you think I'm not correct. Anyways, they're sort of alluding to this Lena Luthor character maybe playing more of a role, because she's taking up stakes in National City now. But she's obviously trying to be a good person and yada whatever, but
clear the family name, even right. though it's not her name, because technically she was adopted, right. yada yada.
But as it turns out, Maxwell Lord, Peter Facinelli, was also just kind of a misunderstood
good guy
doing bad things for the right reasons or whatever. Anyways.
Right. You just think he's a dreamboat.
Dude's a hunk. He is, come on.
So yeah,
Calista Flockhart does have some pretty good oogling moments. Ooh, on
yes,
on Clark Kent, though.
She does.
Actually, she's I've been hating to admit it for over a year now. Calista Flockhart, I mean, it's the best thing she's ever done. I mean, I haven't seen all of her works, but
yeah, I haven't either.
But
what was that show she was
Ally
on?
McBeal.
Yeah,
that's what she
was famous for.
Yeah, she was in a few movies.
Yeah,
that were
she's
all
about
shit.
To be known for Supergirl.
No, for sure. I'm still think she's amazing. And I don't know, I was telling you this earlier too, I don't know who does the writing for her, which is amazing, and probably part delivery, but every time she goes into one of her little motivational car speeches, it's actually really good.
And it does, it motivates Mike to get up and do some stuff.
It does. I did 6 push-ups.
No, you didn't.
I didn't.
He struggled through 4 on his knees.
I didn't. Yeah, they were girl push-ups.
I feel like there was more to the first episode than a space launch and Lena Luthor or whatever the hell her name was.
Yeah, because it was Corbin Dallas came in. It's not Corbin Dallas, that's Fifth Element. But Corbin comes in, he's like that secret thing, and
hello,
it's Cadmus.
Corbin.
Yeah. And, well, we get the introduction of the Cadmus individuals at the very end. And,
right.
And we were alluded to them in season one that they might have Jeremiah Danvers.
Right.
So the plot is thickening. Basically.
Like a good sauce.
It is. What do you got? What are you thinking about? What do you want to know?
I'm trying to think of what else happened.
I'm ready to go. What do you mean? Well, as it turned out, they were originally going to pin everything on Lena Luthor because they thought that she must have been guilty.
Right.
Turns out she's actually the target of said terrorism.
Correct.
She becomes saved, and that's the first episode. It ends right there.
You know, it was kind of spoilers if you haven't seen the first episode. When they were trying to, at first, subdue that guy, Corbin, they had him, were getting ready to do some things, and then What's-Her-Face shot him. And they were just like, oh, well, that just happened.
Sometimes people get shot.
Right, and nobody was like, whoa, you know what I'm saying?
Superman was just floating in the air like, dude.
Fucking deuces.
You guys got it.
Well, yeah, there's some tension in the series between Martian Manhunter and Superman, which they try to figure out, and it's actually kind of funny at one point because what's the sister's name?
Alex.
Yes, Alex Danvers is
How
like.
How do you not know your favorite character's name?
Because I know her real name.
What is it?
Kyler Lay.
Okay, all right, I'll give it to
Follow
you.
Follow her on Instagram.
Props, yo.
Word.
Who has some also great Oogling Clark Kent
she
moments?
Always does. She is. She's her.
She's got the best subtle moments on the screen.
She's also in my top three for the show. She's probably one of my favorite characters.
Now,
if you ask me who all three of them are, I wouldn't know. I could tell you that Cat Grant and Alex are two of my top threes, but I don't know if I could pick the third right now.
I am personally definitely Cat Grant for sure. And then, again, I have another turnaround because in the beginning of the episode, and this has nothing to really do with even him being Martian Manhunter, but the guy that plays Hank Henshaw, originally I was like, ah, this guy, I don't know if I'm into him. But as it... As it continues, I'm totally into him. You know what I mean? You know what I mean. Dude, you know what I mean? Scott. You feel me, bro? Anyways, he's awesome. But yeah, he's become one of my more favorite characters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but sometimes he's just a bit stiff.
Yeah, but that's the... Dude, I was holding it down. Oh, boy. Yeah, so anyways. Yeah, so anyways, like I was saying before I was rudely interrupted. Obviously, Calista Flockhart. And then I'm a fan of Hank Henshaw, who I wasn't initially, but he's grown on me for sure. And I don't think you can put Tyler Hoechlin in the mix as Superman yet.
Oh, I was going to say, who's that?
Yeah. Wait, which one's that? Yeah, I don't think you can put him into it, so at least not yet. I mean, we'll see where the season goes.
As far as the episodes go, yeah, he was...
The episodes, yeah, and I was the same way as you, I think, because when he first came out, I'm like, I don't know, and then...
Yeah, he's barely taller than you. He's barely...
He's a smidge taller than me.
He's, I don't know.
He's probably a six-footer. Yeah, he's got to be.
Well, whatevs. So, there really wasn't too eventful, I guess, in the first episode.
It's not eventful, but it's
they felt like they had enough with with Superman showing up on the scene, I guess.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And it's just, I don't know. It wasn't overly eventful, but the scenes were eventful, like you said, because Superman's a part of them. And then leading into the second episode, they sort of team up a little bit more frequently, obviously, and they're having a grand old time doing so.
Right.
Which actually leads to part of the storyline for the second episode, which is pretty cool. Again, I liked it.
It was a nice start to the season.
Yeah, and again, with the exception of not necessarily hating the effects, but just noticing that the effects weren't...
There's network TV.
Yeah, right. So, I mean... And,
it's not fucking Marvel Studios.
Well, having said that, even anybody that watches, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and whatnot, I mean, most network effects are... They do have their moments of, shit, I think I could have did that on the laptop. You know what I mean? Or I've seen better stuff on people's Facebook videos, you know? But...
Burn, man.
Whatever.
All right, so moving on to episode number two. This is where Kat, comes out and announces that she's taking a leave of absence, I guess is the way to put it. She's more or less, I've gone as far as I can. I'm just you know, I'm a shark in a tank here, just spinning in circles. Yeah. Nothing, you know. I need to let my wings fly or whatever. I don't know, what some hippie stuff.
Or fit, yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, Superman's like, I'm like a shark in a cage and I just got to fly out of here. And then Supergirl's like, I'm just like a shark in a cage. And
yeah.
So, you know, she decides she's leaving and everyone wants to leave.
Right.
Which was kind of the theme of the episode, along with the fact that the guy they thought they killed in the first episode was really coming back as...
Nutella.
I was going to say Green Iron Man, but whatever.
The evil hazelnut treat. I think there's an actual character. I haven't... Again, I'm no DC Supergirl, Superman expert, so... but I think that is a character from the comics. I just don't know what degree that character is. But we won't have to worry about it after episode 2. Spoiler alert.
You don't know that. All right, so what's the name of this, like... evil organization again?
Nutello. Cadmus.
No. Cadmus. That's right. A weird name.
It is, but that's also a book reference. I did.
Is it like an acronym for something?
I was going to try and think of one, but I can't.
You're stupid.
I am, Tom.
All right, so...
But that was what was alluded to, that who has Jeremiah Danvers in season 1. They did mention that.
Right, they did. And
to
then,
what degree, I don't remember exactly.
In the beginning of this episode, you find out that they have Corbin, and they give him a choice, like... We could just...
I was going to try and think of one, but I can't.
You're stupid.
I am, Tom.
All right, so...
But that was what was alluded to, that who has Jeremiah Danvers in season 1. They did mention that.
Right, they did. And
to
then,
what degree, I don't remember exactly.
In the beginning of this episode, you find out that they have Corbin, and they give him a choice. Like, we could just let you die.
Right.
Or we could make you...
Awesome.
Yeah, more or less. And he was like... Yeah, okay. Make
awesome.
Me awesome.
Awesome's good.
I'll take the awesome sauce. So, and I don't know what it is with, but it seems like every superhero group or whatever has like a guy that can do something with his chest. Like, this seems weird to me. You know, Iron Man's got the flux capacitor.
He's been rocking that for a minute.
Yeah, and then the X-Men, they got the one guy with the chesty... Whatever.
Chesty McGee, yeah.
Go on. And then this guy is now shooting kryptonite out of his chest. Now, how does that work? You're half cyborg, half kryptonite, which is a rock, a radioactive rock, that now you can shoot, like, kryptonite beams out of your chest.
Radioactive pulses.
Unlimited.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, go on.
Doesn't make any sense.
Well, no.
I mean, in the scientific
Here's what
community.
I didn't think made too much sense, was that if said chest rock was kryptonite, sort of with chest rocks.
No, it's good
if
stuff.
Said chest rock was kryptonite, being in the vicinity of said rock would be enough.
You would think.
You know what I'm saying?
You
like, you can't just wrestle with the guy because he's got kryptonite in him. Like, if I was made of kryptonite, I feel like I'd whoop Superman's ass.
I feel like if you were made of kryptonite, you'd still lose.
Eh. Would I?
Yes.
Would I?
Yes.
Would I?
Have another cigarette. Yes.
So, Cadmus, chest rock.
Yeah, that was whole... And then, like, they went out there for the very first time. He, like, literally had his powers for, like, 45 minutes. And they're like, all right, go out there and kill Superman, Supergirl. He goes out there and fails. And they're like, well, you know what we're going to do. We got another volunteer. Who's that? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And now you got two people who have literally, like, less than a day under their belts of their new powers.
Right.
And they're, like, supposed to, and they're disappointed when they don't complete the job.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, there should be a little bit more.
Training?
And or planning, yeah.
Training.
All of that stuff. Yeah, it was kind of a convenient plot, was just kind of laid into it. And actually, not even the bad guys didn't even admit it until Supergirl and Superman figured it out. And then it was like, well, duh, everyone knows that's what we're trying to do.
I mean...
So that was kind of lame. But again, I feel like they needed to move it along. And I'm not trying to quote Deadpool... moving the plot along here, but I feel like they needed to just get that out there, split them back up so he can go back to Metropolis and we can live the rest of the season out in Supergirl fashion without. And then they even at the end went back to texting, miss you, love you.
Like
super
literally
awesome.
Right away.
Yeah.
Like he barely landed.
Well, I mean, he got, yeah.
And it took him 4 seconds to fly there.
Well, I mean.
Which is another thing that was kind of like, because it's like all this heartfelt, like, oh, my God, I'm going to miss you. Maybe I should move there. And it's like, you can fly there in 3 seconds.
Right.
You don't need to miss him so much.
Yeah, but, you know.
You can meet for a coffee for 5 minutes and.
Well, it ain't gonna matter. They will now.
Well, now they have the rights.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I know it'll never happen.
Never say never.
But do we think it's about time that Disney acquires DC as well? Because how much more of a bombshell would it be? Like, oh, we're from Cadmus. Everyone's like, who the hell is that? Or Cadmus. But if they would have said, oh, we're fucking Hydra, everybody would have lost their shit.
Oh, that is never going to happen. You're just talking stupid.
I know, but how much better would it be?
I think the world isn't ready for that. I don't think people would like it. Honestly.
I'm just saying.
I just said it.
See, when I put the coffee to my face, that's your cue to keep going.
I just said it. Continue. I'm drinking coffee, too. What do you think of that? Delish. Anyway.
Derailed.
Yeah, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there was a lot of shit that went down, but I feel like it really wasn't that, like...
No, it wasn't monumental.
Yeah, it was just... It was just an episode. The season starting.
Superman was there.
Or it could be the fact that I really would rather be playing Overwatch right now.
Yeah, but there was the good underlying, like... Superman / Martian Manhunter not being cool and then working it out and yada yada.
We're gonna work it out.
So that part was pretty nifty.
Yeah, but, you know, did they really work it out? You know what I mean? Like, they left on the surface, like, everything was hunky-dory.
I feel like at the end it was, you know,
they made, you know, the deal. That the show is not going to be.
Don't
as
forget about the mystery Kryptonian.
Yeah, that is actually how the whole season started out, so we probably should have touched on that a little bit.
Snap.
So, yeah, the season starts out with a ship crash landing during Sister Night.
No, it was Party Night.
Nope, it was Date Night with Jimmy.
No, Date Night was Venture.
You're right.
Explosion.
Shut up. What party?
It was Party Night.
Oh, party for what, though?
They were popping bottles. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, they were.
They literally were popping bottles.
And then literally... A ship came out of the sky, and it was basically, you know, oh my god, this is just like my ship.
Right, and then Supergirl and Martian Manhunter go after it.
And, yeah.
Hijinks.
There's a...
Kryptonian.
A mysterious. Nobody knows who he is. And that's actually what brings Superman into the show. It's like, hey, maybe you know this weirdo.
Yeah.
I don't know why he would. He left Krypton when he was a baby. But, I mean...
He's got the whole fortress and stuff.
Yeah, he's done his research. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So, yeah, he falls to Earth in this ship. He's comatose. So, he's just hanging out at,
DEO.
DEO, yep. He's hanging out there. They're watching his vitals. He's draining the energy of the building every couple hours, it seems like, to...
Yeah, and everyone's cool with it.
To regenerate his cells. Yeah, again, everyone's pretty dope about it. Well, at least we got power back now.
Yeah.
Oh, there goes the power again. Oh, here we're getting it back. And this is part of where Martian Manhunter and Superman have their problems, because Martian Manhunter, instead of destroying the kryptonite when him and Superman first discovered it, he took it as more of a, you're not going to be the only one, we need a way to protect ourselves kind of thing.
Right. There's more than one Kryptonian.
What he's doing is, while this mysterious Kryptonian is laying there in a coma, per se, they've got... Kryptonite in the room, so that way if he wakes up, he doesn't destroy the place. But is that also going to hinder him from healing himself? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But, you know, that's part. And then as soon as they take the kryptonite away, no.
He snaps out of it.
And that's the end of the second episode. So now you have to watch the third.
Ta-da. 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 Anyways.
Dunzo.
See this guy? So yeah, I think, I don't necessarily, I wouldn't. I don't think I'd say that the beginning of this season is better than all of last season. Is that totally up
there? There's totally sirens in the background right now. We live in some gangster areas.
Yeah. Shit's popping. So.
Someone TP'd the wrong house.
Yeah. Yeah. Jaywalker. So there's basically, what I'm saying is, I don't think the first two episodes are better than all of last season, but I think that it does allude to... potential to be better than last season. And when you factor in the crossover potential now, it's ridiculous.
Right, but that always bugged me from the beginning because...
Well, they might do something different now, so don't, you know,
I know, but like... Jets. I don't know, whatever. See, and that was my thing. Like, the only way the Flash came on in season one was when he messed up the timelines or he skipped universes somehow or some shit. So now you've basically... Unless he does that again theoretically, well, you wouldn't see him again.
At that point in time in real life, they didn't know that CBS was going to drop Supergirl.
I get that.
What did you want him to do? The only way to call it the same place was to do it that way.
Isn't CW owned by the other one?
Negative.
So they just gave the show up?
Yes.
That doesn't make sense.
They literally were not going to do it.
Why?
Because it's not CSI.
Dunzo?
Or The Bachelorette or whatever the hell they put on CBS now.
Well, never mind.
Yeah, just saying.
I thought they were like sisters.
Nah.
Nah, man.
Nah, yo.
Nah, I mean.
Nah, I mean. But yeah, they, yeah, nobody, wow. Nobody did. The only show that does quite well is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's a superhero show on a regular, straight up, and that's ABC. And that only does well. I know people that watch that show that have never even seen a Marvel movie.
Because it's real people.
It was.
For the most part.
Yeah. It was originally.
It
but
sucked you in with real people. And then
yeah, now it's gotten to Hellraiser. Hell, not Hellraiser.
Hellboy?
No, Ghost Rider. Season 4. It's actually pretty good.
Is it Nicolas Cage?
No, it's
then
the...
it's not pretty good then.
It's the new... it's like the new comic version of Ghost Rider that drives the Charger.
What?
Yeah. The comic version, he doesn't drive the motorcycle no more.
True what? Story.
Yeah. Read your comics, guy. This is what we do for a living. On the side.
I was going to say, wish I did it for a living.
Yeah, this is what we do for a living.
If I did it for a living, I'd give you the complete backstory of Lobo right now.
That'd be dope.
He doesn't ride a motorcycle anymore either.
Yeah.
He drives a Fiat.
Yeah.
And he's got a hipster beard and skinny jeans.
He drives a Prius and he wears a flannel.
Right.
And he quit smoking. But anyways.
And
yeah.
He vapes.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I think we're losing it here.
Yeah, we are. So, anyways, I'm going to give... I'm not going to call it both episodes.
Them.
Yeah, we'll just call it the introduction to Supergirl. I'm an 8.5. I like it. I think it's real good. I think it's going to be good.
I think it's going to be good.
I'm giving it an extra 0.5 on potential.
I think it's going to be good, but so far it was just okay. 7.5.
Good enough.
Well, yeah, it was still a good show. But I also like to add lines where I like to add what I think they should have said to make the show funnier. And sometimes it's, you know, might take me out of the show a little bit because I'm laughing. But I mean, anyway, I might miss a few things here and there, but whatever. It's still a good show. And
I made you rewind a couple times.
He did, which is super annoying because the CW has an app now. So if you have like Apple TV, a Fire's TV, or any of those, you know, Cody's or Media Centers, you can download the CW app and watch all of their shows, which is awesome. But when I tried to rewind, it was kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And it did have a little bit of buffering issues, but that's probably because I have UVerse, and that's the worst internet on the planet.
And we watched back-to-back episodes, and the second one was actually...
better.
I mean, there was no buffering.
But then after the second episode, I went to the homepage of the app to look around at like what other shows are on there,
and
it just
crashed.
Yeah, it pretty much was a black screen. I'm like, well,
yeah.
CW has failed me.
Did you unplug it and then plug it back in? Just saying.
What are you, Captain IT now?
That's what happened.
I mean, that's why I tell everybody at work all the time. So my printer ain't working. Did you turn it off and turn it back on? I'll be there in a minute. And then 45 minutes later, my phone rings. Did you forget about me? No, I'm just super busy. Be there in a minute. So, okay, there you have it. Supergirl Season 2 opener. Stay tuned for more because I believe we got some Rebirth coming up. We got probably in about another month, we'll do another Supergirl. Get a couple
probably.
More episodes under our belts. So, yeah, stay
and
tuned.
And then if Scott ever gets caught up on some of these other shows, we might be doing a Flash and or an Arrow in the near future.
Or since Damian does watch them, maybe he can Skype his happy ass in here and talk to you instead of me.
He's not going
to
do that.
Not with that attitude.
We were going to do Flash 6 months ago.
You dropped
ago.
The ball.
What do you mean I dropped the ball?
You dropped the ball.
How did I drop the ball?
Dude, he Skyped me every morning. Are we ready?
Your balls.
All right. Anywho. Don't forget, we do have an Instagram. We do hit as many local Comic-Cons as we can. We post as many pictures of all the cool stuff and cosplayers that we can. So, Instagram.com/reviewandroast. And...
the Facebook?
We did the Facebook.
The Twitter?
The Twitter, we did that. Well, you know, what you can do is you can go to ComicRoast.com to listen to all the other podcasts. And let's not forget, people, we've talked to AZ Power Girl, we've talked to Zabrakus Cosplay, we've talked to Keith Powell and Bob Fingerman. So go back.
There's some interviews up there.
There's a lot of we got Dan Doherty, Captain Beardo from South Side of Chicago here. Get on there, check out our stuff, and tell us what you think. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you later.